Good morning, this is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. We want to thank you again for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. For many of us, today is the holiday of Thanksgiving. We have been talking about spiritual things this week and what we should be thankful for from a spiritual aspect. It seems appropriate today to talk about the greatest blessing of all and for what everyone should be the most thankful for, the death and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and Savior of all the world. Today, if you plan to enjoy some time with friends and family, sharing a meal or some other activity with them, ask yourself this question. Would any of these people lay down their life and die for me? Or better yet, would I die for any of them? You might answer these questions differently, but let's consider the huge problem with these questions. If someone died for you, or if you died for someone else, would it afford whoever was died for the chance to spend eternity in heaven? This obviously highlights the issue at hand, that while we might protect our loved ones and sacrifice our lives here on earth, that is where the blessing and gift would end. Jesus Christ laid down His life, the perfect life, because He loved us and because He knew the requirements to fulfill the covenant of God. Jesus died on the cross so that that sacrifice would atone for all of the world's sins. This is why we should be most thankful for this sacrifice. Today, as you pause and reflect on how you've been blessed, rejoice and be exceedingly thankful over the fact that you know the story of God's love and how specifically He showed it in sending His Son Jesus to die. After mocking Him, the soldiers spit and struck Jesus. It shows later they divvied out His clothing amongst each other. Simon, a random person looking on, was forced to carry Jesus' cross. Jesus was near death. The crowds and chief priests hurled insults after insults in His direction. Even the thieves on the cross hanging beside Him next to Him, they couldn't resist taking a jab at Him. No one could comprehend why Jesus didn't utilize the power He possessed to free Himself from His predicament. Most of us, from a human standpoint, if we had that opportunity and we had the power to save ourselves and to end it, would. But Jesus, being the Son of God, knowing the requirements of the law, knowing that He came to the earth to save man from his sins, and because He loved us, went through it anyway. Because the Father loved us to originate this plan, the Son loved us also to execute it. But this isn't how the story ends. 3 days later, Jesus conquered death by rising again. Just like those who witnessed Jesus' death, the picture of the cross should strike a deep chord within all of us. The cross, by necessity, should invoke feelings of guilt and shame. It should also invoke some feelings of great joy and thankfulness. It speaks to the core of who we are as Christians. Unarguably, the cross stands as the central, most important event in history. It requires our attention. The cross demands we stop and take notice. Everyone must come to grips with what this historic event means to them personally. At some point in your life, you will be confronted by this reality. The question that you should ask, and that each one of us should ask ourselves, is this: what am I going to do with the cross? Most importantly, will I lay down my life and let Christ live within me? Or will I ignore it and keep living for myself? Our hope is that your response to the cross is thanksgiving. And today, being Thanksgiving, this is the thing that we should be most thankful for: the death and sacrifice of Jesus, but also the plan of God to raise Him from the dead so that He might be an atonement for our sins before God. Not just today because it's Thanksgiving, but every day of your life. In conclusion, in 2 Corinthians, Paul says in chapter 5, He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. No greater love will ever be known. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of Newcut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.